The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. I'd like to invite the children to come up. All right, I need your help. So I need you to stand up. Come on, stand up. Come on. Because you got to do stuff. Come on. Stand up, and I need you to hold your finger up. Calvin, can you do this for me? Can you hold your pointer finger up? And can you sing a song with me? Yeah? Can you sing, "This little light of mine"? Can you sing that? "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine." And now I need you to do something else. So you've got this up, Calvin, come back to here. I need you to take this hand and do this, and then put it over top of it, just like that. "Hide it under a bushel." No! "I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel." No! "I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine." God has given you a great light. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Because your Father in heaven loves you. You want to sing it again real quick with me, Clara? Yeah? No? You just wanted to run up here real quick? Let's pray. Pray with me. Dear God, thank you for the light you've given me. Amen. Go in peace. All right, so that's basically the sermon. I'm done. It doesn't get much more to the point than that. Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. I think I've shared this before about what it was like being a Lutheran kid, spending most of his teenage years in the South. There aren't a lot of Lutherans there. And so most of my friends were either Baptist kids or evangelicals, and they would always come back to me with this line, "Well, are you really a Christian church? Do you guys really teach the Bible in that Lutheran church?" I mean, I even had one friend say to me, and we didn't stay friends long, "Is Luther like Lucifer?" And I went, "You're not Christian if you don't know Luther." Yeah, I got a little brazen because, I'm Lutheran. But in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. And so part of that is that a lot of these churches don't use the liturgy as we use the liturgy to worship together. A preacher shows up and somebody plays a couple of hymns and comes in and preaches for 2.5 hours and then plays a couple more hymns and then preaches for another half hour and then plays a couple more hymns. There's some hooting and hollering and everybody leaves. And for Lutherans, we have sort of got this rhythmic sort of in-step, stand up and sit down and stand up and sit down, and it becomes this rhythmic dance that we do. But we're a Bible church. Everything that we do within our worship service, all of our rituals, are all based on biblical texts. So grab your ELW as Pastor Mike continues his part 3 series of Better Knowing Your Lutheran Hymnal. We've been to this page before, but I don't think we touched on this one. Go to page 231 and go to the section highlighted Welcome. Go to the right column, if I remember correctly, in under the Welcome section. What does it say? I have heard that before. I believe a guy named Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew said that to his people. We're Bible people, folks. We are Bible people inspired and moved by the Holy Spirit. And so this salt and light narrative means a lot for us. Just like it meant a lot in this first century narrative. So salt was really important in the first century because they hadn't quite figured out refrigeration yet. And so salt was used to preserve food. But it was also used, and I just learned this, and I'm sort of upset that my professors in seminary, I didn't grab this one. Or maybe I slept through that class. It probably could be on me. That salt was actually used to keep a fire burning. This was the first one for me. And so this salt then was used, and when the chemical compounds finished being used and it wasn't useful anymore, they would dig it out of their fire pits and throw it into the road. And then get useful salt again and set it in there and get a fire going, and it would keep the fire burning bright. And so this really spoke to these first century people who fully knew what Jesus was talking about. That not only was this salt used to preserve their food, to keep them alive, but it was also the thing that gave them heat. It helped keep that fire burning longer. And so if we take Jesus and we have Jesus as our light, and we have this sense of this new salt, this salt within us, the Holy Spirit, that keeps this fire burning, we have this new way of hearing and understanding this text, that we have this light that God places inside of us. And Jesus gives us, says this salt is coming into our life. That salt gets inside of us and keeps that fire burning, keeps it moving, keeps us living in our faith. And so when we face adversities, that fire keeps burning. Like if we lose a game that we shouldn't lose, right? Or if a doctor says you have cancer. Or you've just lived through the death of a loved one. That this light burning inside of us has this salt being stoked onto it. To keep it burning bright inside of us. But it gets a little deeper, because the text talks about our good works. And I know as Lutherans we get a little hokey around that word. But that we are called as a response to everything that God has given us. This light inside of us, this salt thrown onto this light, we are called to good works. And they have, I think, two pieces. I think the first piece is the works of responding to a broken world and saying certain things we're just not going to stand for. They don't represent Christ. So to racism, we reject it. We have no time for it in our lives, and we speak out against it. And we learn the ways that we could even be complicit in it. The same goes for sexism, that we understand that males and females are created in God's image, and that God loves both and all who fit within that spectrum. And to homophobia, we say God loves all. This is not welcomed here. And on the flip side, we say that in this place, love abounds. That Christ's love, our love through what Christ has done for us, abounds. Hope abounds. That when you face that adversity, when you hear those doctor's words, when you learn of a death, you trust in this hope that we've been given. That salvation and redemption are welcomed in this place and found here in this place. And so if we have Jesus as our light and the Holy Spirit as this salt at this baptismal font, we are set ablaze. Set ablaze with abundance of salt poured upon this fire that burns brighter and brighter and called in to these good works. And that every week we get this chance to come back together and to come to this table where a little more salt is thrown onto the fire, where that fire is stoked a little bit more through the body and blood of our Lord and Savior. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven, because you are active in these good works, because you oppose racism, you oppose sexism, you oppose homophobia. You oppose those things that separate us from one another and separate us from our God. But in the same way, in those good works, you are abounding in love, abounding in hope, and full of a salvation that you will share with one another and share with the world, that you are full with a deep redemption that you have received, and that you will share with one another and with those who you encounter, because you have been set ablaze and your fire is stoked by the one who loves you best. Amen.